Travis Barker have a new vacation home, but they still don't live together?
And Frankie Muniz is tired of seeing Dennis's rod, man.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
And joining the party again today is CNN Headline News entertainment reporter Melissa
So glad to be back with y'all again. What's up first, Brad?
All right. Well, drag superstar Shangela has been bringing the heat on Dancing with the Stars. But last night, she also brought dinner. Let me explain. Last week, Judge Lynn Goodman told Shangela she needed to have crispy legs for her dance. So this week, honey, Miss Thing brought crispy chicken legs in her dress.
Oh. That's what she did.
Man, Lynn was kind of shocked. But Tyra had a different reaction, y'all. Check this out.
Wow.
Oh, 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 oh.
I made that.
That's good chicken.
Finger, let you go.
That's good chicken.
Okay. Whoa.
She did the whole dang dance with that chicken in her dress. Are y'all surprised Tyra ate it, though?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, first of all, Tyra had to play to the whole game, honey. But her being a drag queen, and he talking about bring crispy legs, honey, she had to play it up, and that's why she did that. But trust me, honey, this girl was thick after she watched that tape again. I can assure you.
Yeah, because the lady danced with it sweating all in her chest. Maybe that made it back warm.
She had him in the bag.
But
she had
it definitely
in the
wasn't crispy no more.
She had him in the
and
little bag.
And it was
bags.
Sweat. The bag was...
I'm a fan of chicken breast, but not chicken from your breast.
Nothing. I'm a fan of Shangela. We went to college together, so I'm for her all day long. Aww. From Paris, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Paris, Texas.
That's where she's from. That's where she's from.
You gotta talk about that. I got my braces in Paris, Texas.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah.
Looks like they did a good job.
Yeah,
thanks, Melissa. You're welcome.
I will. VH1 just rebooted the classic show The Surreal Life, and in the cast are Dennis Rodman and Frankie Muniz. Now, 6'7" Dennis likes to walk around the house naked, and Frankie, who's 5'6", had a bit of a problem with that. Check out what he told Page Six.
I think it was just so shocking. You know, it's one thing to like sleep naked, but to like walk in the hallways, you know, and I'm unfortunately like Dennis Rodman, right? You know what I mean? So I saw way too much Dennis Rodman.
Ain't nothing worse than being height.
Oh my God.
You know,
that's so funny.
It just feels wildly inappropriate to just walk around with it all out.
No.
You think it's okay?
Girl, that's wonderful. I would love to be in that house. Are you crazy? And I would love to be Frankie for a day.
And you would think it would be made worse by the fact that Frankie is so short. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well.
Like, he can climb it.
So you wear prescription glasses. Would you maybe purposely take your glasses off so you'd have to feel your way through the house?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have to feel my way. I would just walk right into it. Say, oh, I didn't see you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much information.
Brad, you were on This Real Life. Did you ever encounter anything like this?
Yeah, I had little all over the place.
What?
I had Vern Troyer in my house.
Yeah. Wait, is he walking around like this?
Yeah, drunk and naked. Lord rest his soul. He's passed
like
away. But he
olive.
Was. Yeah. He,
oh my gosh. Why are y'all giving us mental pictures?
I'm sorry. I had to see it. Y'all need to see it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just take me imagining me in the house with Head Crack and Tanner. I mean, and they just walking around. I mean,
it's just an amuse-bouche.
You're gonna have to keep imagining that.
Right.
That ain't even an imagination.
Comes to fruition.
Oh my goodness, y'all are too much. Mm-mm. Okay, well, some other stars who surely run around the house naked are newlyweds Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Well, now they have a new love shack to do it in. They just bought a Santa Barbara vacation home from Conan O'Brien for $14.5 million because they have it like that.
The place
has beautiful ocean views, as you would imagine, and its own Tesla charging station. But get this. They still live in separate houses in Calabasas because they haven't bought a full-time home together yet. Would you buy a vacation home with somebody before you bought a regular home together?
Mm. Yeah, if you have the money to do it, I don't see why not, because his family and kids are used to living in the house that they've grown up
that
in,
makes sense.
And the same with Kourtney. So the house they have now, they can just all go together whenever they want to freely and live and do whatever they want to do, go back to where home is.
Mm-hmm.
And you do got to strike when the deals are good, because you never know when another $14 million house will go on sale.
Got
to strike with the irons. And with the Tesla charging station, too. And it sounds like it's one of those super joints where you can charge your car in 45 minutes.
Right.
You know, the struggle is real.
Yeah, but I don't think he really loves her. That's why he's not buying a regular house.
Oh, that's so
wrong. That's
so
why he's not buying a house with her.
Are you kidding?
A vacation
house. They are so in love.
Gary, you would never buy a vacation home with nobody?
Well, yeah, I would buy a vacation home and not a home. Yes. Because a vacation home, I mean, I could, you know, step away and go where I want to go and do what I want to do and bring who I want to bring in the vacation house. Oh. But in the regular house, honey, the marital house, you can't do all that. So, yeah.
The marital
house. So vacation
house.
homes have different rules.
Yeah, he's got a different...
The marital house.
He's making his a smut hut.
Yeah,
wow.
So the vacation house is like a whole house pretty much.
The whole house.
H-E-A-U-X.
But they don't have a marital house.
So, honey, I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna read about it next week.
No, Gary. We're not cursing anybody here.
All right. Well, moving on. James Corden, been in the news a lot, kicked off his show by addressing the allegations made against him by restaurant owner Keith McNally. He told viewers it was never his intention to upset the wait staff at the New York City restaurant, and he explained why he was so rude, and it all had to do with his wife getting food she was allergic to. Check this out.
As her meal came wrong to the table the third time, in the heat of the moment, I made a sarcastic, rude comment, right, about cooking it myself. And it is a comment I deeply regret.
So he acknowledged that he made a rude comment, mm-hmm. but, you know, a lot of food allergies can be pretty serious. What do you guys think about it?
I don't know if I'm more shocked by, like, what led to this or the fact that he's married. I had no idea.
Right. Happily so, and they have kids. Look, I think there's a way to handle things, mm-hmm. and I think the back and forth that we've seen play out over the last week or so mm-hmm. with him first saying, I'm sorry, and mm-hmm. then saying, wait a minute, I didn't really do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm coming back and saying, I think it's because of the backlash. It's like, pick a lane, brother, pick a lane. Which lane are you in?
I think a lot of people aren't aware of how violent and serious some food allergies mm-hmm. can be. Mm-hmm. There's a person in my family who every time we go eat out, we have to ask the chef what kind of oil the stuff is cooked in. We have to ask if it's cooked along with anything else. Because if anything hits my dad's mouth that's been out of the ocean, it might kill him.
So
it's like, it is, because he's already gotten close a couple times. And so
that's terrifying.
Way, in a weird way, like, I see why James would be so upset about his wife, who's allergic to this food, getting it set right in front of her.
Okay.
Like, there's I understand
if
that.
If fish hit my damn mouth, honey, I could die, but hell, I still.
Are you allergic to fish?
Yeah.
He's not.
What?
He's so not.
Gary's not talking about anything with gills, Melissa.
He was
Melissa.
Just at Thumbs Up yesterday eating catfish.
Oh, my God.
He want people to think that Gary love fish.
The swimming kind.
Snapper.
Tilapia.
Well, buffalo.
Tilapia.
Well, switching gears, we want to send our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of the beloved actor Leslie Jordan, who passed away yesterday morning at the age of 67 after a car crash. Leslie was best known for his roles in Will and Grace, American Horror Story, and Hearts of Fire, and his hilarious Instagram posts. He will truly be missed. And we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Crazy. Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
So Sunny Hostin has had it with the producers at The View.
Oh.
Seems as though the host turned all the way up for her 54th birthday celebration, had a bit too much to drink, and when she tried to call out for the day, well, the producers told her, girl, we don't care about you being tired. You better come to work. And when her co-host Joy Behar asked her why didn't she call out sick instead of being honest about her hangover, Sunny said, that's a better, I never do that, though.
That's good for her.
Good.
Trying to be damn good. Call in sick, hell. Why you can't call, lie. I lie all the time when I call in sick, hell. So,
y'all just go ahead and
do. Melissa, do they want to hear that at CNN?
They do not. Here's what I will say. I usually put in my PTO requests really early. But sometimes when you're sick, you're just sick. And the thing about it is if you are in front of the camera and you don't look like what people are used to seeing and you don't sound like who people are used to hearing, they don't want that.
They don't want that either.
The only time I've ever called out on day of is when my child is sick. Because then, like, I'm a mom first. I have to be at home. If he has a fever or something.
Work, your child just got to be at home. You don't have a nanny?
No,
I do not have a nanny. It's my husband and me.
Oh, child, honey. You got to go to work, honey.
No, can you come help us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on.
He's going to call out sick.
He's going to be the manny. He's going to be the manny. He's going to call out sick.
I would love it.
The man that rocks the cradle.
Well, moving on child, honey. Miss Kiki, why, honey, wants another bambino? Doesn't she already have 11 kids?
Yes, she does. Almost has like a little bit close to a dozen, Gary. And the singer says she wouldn't mind hitting those high notes in labor in delivery just one last time. So during a recent interview, Kiki admitted she's always wanted a big family since she was a little girl. She said, I think I'm going to do one more. I love being a mama. If I wasn't a mommy, I don't think I would be who I am today. I started my career with a child, and I'm still in my career with 11 kids.
Well, Melissa, we were just talking. You're a mom. Uh-huh. You're a mom of one. Can you imagine being a mom of 12?
Can I say this on here? Hell no. I cannot imagine that. Look, I can barely handle what I have right now. I only have one. I cannot imagine having one more, two more.
But she should have at least one more child. Y'all got to understand, honey, black folks come from large families back in the day.
You don't think 11 is enough?
I know.
Eight is large.
African Americans are acting like their counterparts. We only having one child, and that's just not, you know.
I know you didn't just look at me and come after me. First of all, okay.
I feel like when she has number 12, should she decide to do so, all she has to do is go, and it just slide right on out.
Get easier. She is definitely fertile Myrtle.
Like I wouldn't even kiss her long. You know what I'm saying? Just out of fear again.
I love Kiki White though. Yeah. Lord, but Jesus,
Kiki's committed. You know what I'm saying?
You have to be.
She building a choir. It's gonna be Kiki and the Wyatts.
Okay, if you're single and buzzing around on Bumble, you might want to chill when it comes to cyber flashing. Y'all know what it is. So the dating app now has artificial intelligence that will blur nude pictures that are sent through the Bumble app, giving the user on the receiving end the choice of whether or not to open that image. So, you know what that means. No more eggplant photos.
Ooh, my Lord. Man. What are we going to do? But anyway, so Tammy, you have dabbled, honey, into online dating. So what kind of pics are you going to send now?
Listen, you don't send eggplants, boys and girls. You don't lead. What, Melissa, why are you trying to make that face?
I'm just trying to understand. I mean, you're on the apps.
Well, yeah, I'm single.
I mean, but people are even doing it on social media sites that aren't even for dating.
Unsolicited pictures.
You can at least dress it up, put doll clothes on it or something.
Can I tell you the nastiest one I've ever received? Can we talk about that?
What?
I mean, it was earlier on in my career. Sure. Somebody sent me a picture with it, the eggplant, in a king-size candy bar wrapper.
That's hilarious.
Is it?
That was clever.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but what did he think my reaction was going to be? Like, you know what? Yes.
You didn't unwrap it and say, let me take a bite?
The weirdest thing about this whole thing to me is, like, we're out here teaching algorithms and robots to recognize penises.
Should we
like
be using that technology for some other reason? Is that what
we could have cured something or figured out some other, like, you know, real perplexing problem?
So many things to fix instead of that.
Penis warning. All right. Coming up, a real Mari moment at a school had two men asking who's the daddy. Ooh. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we are back. And it's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
So a woman went viral on TikTok, y'all, after claiming two men came to the school that she works at to pick up the same child. Mm. Now, according to the TikToker, both men were told they were the child's father.
Ooh,
and the five-year-old never spilled the beans. OMG. Okay, now, the mom was able to keep the lie going, but after a fallout with her best friend, the shady friend got revenge, y'all, by calling up both dads to come to the school at the same damn time so they could discover that they were being bamboozled. Ooh,
that's not your friend, girl.
Okay, obviously there was a lot of confusion, tears, shouting, going down that school hall that day. It was a lot going on. What y'all think about this? This is crazy.
Well, it all starts off with the fact that the mom wasn't moving right, because if you out here like telling two dudes that they're the kid's father and they're not,
maybe
you
she needed help.
That's not how you get it.
But that's a big lie for help, you know?
They both were coming, and she had it working out fine, so her damn friend messed it up.
Exactly. Well, that's not your friend.
What did they do on those birthdays,
though? Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, when it's time to have a birthday party.
Neither one of these men asked for a paternity test.
Well, because they knew they both screwed us, so hell, they maybe the baby is for me.
You are not the father.
So that's what you get, honey.
But you really shouldn't have asked a five-year-old to keep a secret like that. That's just,
no. But you shouldn't even tell your damn friends about that no more. That's why I don't tell my friends everything, because when when they get pissed, they bring it back up. And
this is bad. Well, that friend like should have did this.
I feel like Gary keeps a lot of secrets from us.
Oh, but baby, your secret is safe with me.
Oh.
Oh, Gary with the T is Gary with the vault. Okay, the vault of secrets. All right, moving on. Who knew posing like you were dead on TikTok for 321 days? To land you a job on television.
What?
So, let me tell you the story. Josh Nally from Kentucky has zero acting experience, but he's so natural at playing dead that he's been cast to play a dead man on an upcoming episode of the popular series CSI Vegas. Wow. So he told reporters, I got an email from CBS that said they'd seen me on TikTok and wanted to offer me the part. He continued, at first, I didn't believe it. But they flew me out to California.
Wow, man. Congrats.
Just be yourself.
That's great.
Play dead.
I just hope he doesn't have like an episode on any show where like he like falls out dead in real life and it'd be like, man, this dude's really killing it today. Yeah, he's going for it.
Like, very funny.
Like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. It's like, you play too much. Like Fred Sanford. Damn.
My man has 115,000 followers on TikTok and every single video is just him like,
Gary, can you play dead to see if we really believe
you? Let's see it.
Yeah, give us a good dead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Your mouth still
moves. Close your mouth up.
What is...
We don't believe you,
Gary. Don't believe I'm dead?
No.
You gotta look dead, Gary. Like,
yeah. Dead.
You trying to look pretty.
You don't want to be pretty and dead. I don't know who's going to come tab me.
Gary's playing Snow White waiting for some prince to come get
him. Okay, tell me who's going to come tab me. Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Up next is Madonna's new necklace, a replacement for men and women in her bedroom. Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, it's our last story of the day, so
this is it!
And this one is about Madonna, who shared images of her vibrator necklaces on her IG. Well, she captioned the pic with, "Poor is the man whose pleasure depends on the permission of another." And for her second photo, she captioned, "Express yourself, don't repress yourself."
Okay. Just an interesting piece of jewelry, a great conversation starter, and because where we're at in the world, you never know when it's okay to compliment something, right? Like, those are nice, and what do you talk about those? And then, like, and then you kind of, like, got to weasel out of it.
It's also tricky because it's like, it's a it's a small vibrator on a chain, but it could be just like a pendulum or something. You'll never catch a man with a rubber vagina around his neck.
Is it useful? Or is it just wearable art?
I don't know. And then I think she still has that gap, so it could be a toothpick for her.
Yeah.
A hearty lunch, you know?
Wow.
It's hard to reach places.
Wow. I mean, you would have to get really up close to see that that's what it is, though, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Well, now, but she's put it out on the gram. She wants everyone to know. So now if you see Madonna and you see, you know, the pendant or whatever, it's like, is that it? Where was that been?
I would definitely have my eye out looking for it, you know? It's still Madonna, you know, like, 100. Even an aging Madonna, it's still Madonna.
Your perverted ass would probably try to sniff it or something.
You know, just to see if it got used that day.
I think you could look at it and tell whether or not it's been used.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.